Good morning. We're continuing with our limud of Mishnayos Maseches Kelayim. We are in the fifth parak. We're up to the fifth Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah, by way of introduction, really, with the simple words in the Mishnah, is not so complicated. The problem is when you actually start to think about it, there are some problems in the way the math works. So, if you'll have a Mishnayos, you'll probably notice that the Rishayim that talk about the Mishnah are very extensive, and there are numerous pshatim, numerous understandings, just how to understand what's going on in the Mishnah. I don't think we have enough time to go through every one of the Pirushim. The Rav has a Pirush, the Rambam has a Pirush, the Tosfos Yontif has a Pirush, and it's a little complicated. So I'm going to present you with what I think is probably the easiest way to understand the Mishnah, despite the fact that there's going to be a very big hole or a very big problem with this understanding of the Mishnah. We'll try to answer it, but ultimately, we'll do the best we can. This Mishnah discusses the halacha of somebody plants inside his vineyard. Either he plants or he allows a vegetable plant to grow there. Now, remember, we spoke about the halachas of klayim, klaya kerem. Klayim in a vineyard is different than klayim with regular zroim. In that, not only is it usher to plant it, if you do plant it, it becomes like hektish, and it becomes usher bahana, and you have to burn it. Now, we mentioned earlier that we had a dispute between Bisham and Bishilah, what the halacha was, what's considered a kerem, one row or two rows. And we mentioned that if you plant vegetables in the outskirts, in the outside, on the perimeter of your vineyard, it's going to aser what is considered to be a kerem. According to Bisham, one row, according to Bishilah, two rows. Now, in this mission, we're talking about somebody who either planted vegetables or allowed a vegetable plant to continue growing inside his vineyard, but it wasn't at the edge, it was in the middle. Now, again, without getting too complicated, we discussed the halachas previously of karachas akarim, of a bald spot in the middle of a karim. We discussed how much space you're going to have to leave if you want to plant vegetables in the middle of your karim. And according to Beisil, the halacha was you had to leave 16 amos. According to Bishame, it was more, but you had to leave 16 amos. So the rule, that the number we're going to use in this mission is going to be 16 amos. So if a person has a vineyard, a large vineyard growing, and then Mishnah says as follows, a person plants vegetables inside his vineyard, or he allows vegetables to continue growing there. He's mekayim it. Again, the word mekadesh we're going to use comes from the Lashon of hektish. It's the word that was used in the Pasuk. Again, the Rishayim are very busy trying to explain why the Pasuk uses the word Pentiktash Hamaleas Zera. That what Kadesh generally refers to something which is sanctified, it's holy. But again, we find this with regard to Hilchas Shabbos as well, that the term Kadesh could also mean that it becomes Kadesh to the point where you're not allowed to benefit from it. Some understand that tiktash comes from the lashon of tukad be'esh. It has to be burnt. But ultimately, again, the word kadesh that we're going to find over here means becomes aser. So now if you plant one plant in the middle of your field, it's going to aser 45 vines that are growing. And the Mishnah explains, E Masai, when is this true? Bizman, shayinatuois al arba arba. In a case where the vines were planted 4 amos away from each other. So let's just explain this as follows. Sorry again, I'm not the greatest artist, but just to get this done. If you have, again, what's going to be relevant to this case, you could have many, many more vines than this growing in the field. But for the sake of this discussion, you'll have 9 vines growing by 9 vines with 4 amos in between. If you were to plant in the middle of this vine, you're to plant one vegetable. What's going to happen is, it's going to aser 16 amos in each direction. In other words, you're going to draw a circle, and in every direction that you're going to go from this vegetable plant, it's going to aser the vines that are within those 16 amos. Now again, I'm not a math professor, but I did count it out to make sure that I was right. If you're going to draw a circle, which is going to be 16 amos in each direction, and in between each plant is 4 amos, you're going to have 4, 8, 12, 16 in each way. And then it gets a little more complicated when you start going diagonal. But if you'll count all these dots here, you're going to have exactly 45 vines that become usher. What's interesting to note is that the ones on the perimeter of the circle don't become usher. So for example, this one here, this one here, and this one here, the north, south, east, west of that plant is not going to become usr. That will not fit within the count of 45. And why that's true is complicated. But maybe we'll discuss that if we have some time at the end. That's how it works. The problem with this pshat is that the Mishnah says, if this is true, emasai, when is this true? Bizman shein tuyis arba arba oy al chamesh chamesh. This is true when these plants, these vines are planted 4 amos away from each other or 5 amos away. Now the math that I just did for you is only going to work if it's 4 amos away. I drew one, I'm sorry, I made a mistake when I was doing it, so ignore the top. But if you're going to do that when they're 5 amos away, your circle is going to be the same circle, but again, just imagine this is blown up. You're going to only include in that circle 37 vines. Now the Mishnah says it's going to ask for 45, and according, if you do the math, it's just only going to work if you have the vines planted 4 amos away from each other. So how this makes any sense is very complicated. So the Rishonim have to deal with this. The Taisus Yontif really did something very strange, and he made up a gezerah. He said that people, when they look at your field, person by just by eyesight, he can't tell if it's planted 4 amos away from each other or 5 amos away. Because, again, it's normal to plant 4 amos. If you did something a little bit different, and some, you know, an onlooker comes to your vineyard, and he's going to see that your vines are planted fairly normally, he's not going to say, hey, this is 5 amos. So says the Taisus Yomtif, when you have vines that are planted 5 amos away from each other, we'll stretch the circle a little bit more than 16 amos to include 45 vines, lest an onlooker see that you planted a vegetable in the middle and it only asserted 37 vines. So he'll think, even when it's 4 amos away from each other, it's also only going to asser, it's only going to make a problem with 37 vines. It's interesting. I mean, that's how the Taisus Yontif learns it. It makes the Mishnah make sense. But the problem is that he made that up. It's not brought down anywhere in the Gemara. And that's why a lot of the Rishonim don't want to learn like him. The Rambam had a different understanding. I don't want to make this into a whole Iyun Shir here. But the Rambam, basically, he understood that there's a difference between when it's 5 amos or 4 amos, whether we're going to include the vines on the perimeter of the 16 amos circle. But again, it doesn't read so well, and the Kesef Mishnah deals with it. Again, I don't want to spend too much time on that, but ultimately, this is the problem in the Mishnah. The problem in the Mishnah is that anytime you have a math equation where it's 5 amos away from each other and 4 amos away from each other, and it's going to include the same final number of 45, is just not going to work. However, whatever math theory you're going to use, it's just not going to happen that you have 45 vines in the same exact space you're going to have 45 vines, if it's 5 amos away from each other, 4 amos away from each other. The Mishnah continues, if the vines were planted 6 amos away from each other, 7 amos away from each other, says the Mishnah, says the Mishnah very simply, in these cases, we're not going to give you a count of 45, because it's not going to be 45 anymore. Since it's already 6 amos away, you'll make your calculation, you'll draw your circle, and you could come up with the theory that's going to give you what's inside that circle, and that's how many vines are going to be usr. The same thing is true if it's 7 amos away from each other. That's all. You can make the same 16 amos circle. Whatever's included in that circle is going to be usr. Whatever's not included in that circle will be mutter. The reason why the Mishnah does not write shmeina, 8 amos, is because, like we learned, once you already were marchik, once you distanced your vine 8 amos away from your vegetable plant, so it's not going to asser it anymore. Again, inside of a field, you have to really, if you want to plant in a karachas akarim, we discussed you have to have more. But in this case, you're not going to have this 16 amos circle. It's not 16 amos circle. It's 16 amos halfway. 16 amos from the plant to the right, 16 amos to the left, it's 32 amos. This circle. That's basically this Mishnah to simplify it a lot. Anybody who wants to spend time on it, there's no shortage of literature written on this Mishnah. We'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Mishnah Vav in Parakeh of Maseches Klai.